Who wants to ask you a few questions? This gun in my hand.
In a musty boiler room in the basement of an empty school, is this a rerun? No, I see it is different. In a musty boiler room in the basement of an empty school, a lone figure stuffs rolls of counterfeit skee ball tickets into paper bags.
Fog Ziljan! I lock up two hoods for printing counterfeit skee ball tickets, and next thing I know, here's another hood filling the empty position. Don't you mugs ever learn? Gosh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ziljan. I didn't know how else to contact you, so I put out the word that someone was printing forged tickets again. I was hoping to ask you a few questions.
You expect me to believe you're not breaking the law down here?
No, sir. Look at the tickets.
They have the picture of Lucky Limburger, the party mouse. But they all say void, non-negotiable, do not redeem for prizes, put down that plush cheese slice, stop, what are you doing, this ticket is not real. I wouldn't have thought you could fit so much text on each ticket.
I lured you here to do a quick interview, if you don't mind.
Oh, I recognize you. You're Jimmy Molson. Aren't you a clicker for the Daily Metro?
No, sir. Lemmy Jolson's the name. I'm a content creator for Cub Reporter Media.
Is that a newspaper or magazine?
It's part of the Daily Parabellum Media Group.
There's so many papers in Parabellum City, I lose track.
Is Falk Ziljan your real name?
No, it's my public name. I haven't told my true identity to a butler or valet or girlfriend or Aunt Agnes, so there's no one to spill the beans. And I'm not about to tell it to a reporter.
Note to self, look up every woman in Parabellum City older than 40 named Agnes. I bet I can guess your real name. Are you Garth Kelvin, the crime reporter?
No.
Crusading prosecutor Jensen McVitty?
He's a public defender, but no.
Are you wealthy playboy and publisher Rit Breed?
No.
Wealthy playboy and philanthropist Matt Bann, owner of Waning Enterprises?
No.
Silvio Manchin, the robber baron with holdings in steel, bauxite, and shipyards?
You shouldn't say that word in mixed company.
I said shipyards, ships, big boats that transport steel and bauxite.
No, I'm not Silvio Manchin. Nice guy, though, when he's sober.
Wealthy playboy Lamont Cranford?
No.
Chuck Epstein, the milkman. Ha! You're Chuck Epstein, the milkman! You shouldn't have responded to my guesses.
I'm not Chuck Epstein. Why does everyone guess I'm the milkman? Anyway, Epstein moved to Nova Scotia. Bad guys kept attacking him for some reason.
Because his mother was a villain. She called herself Lady E, also known as Madam E, also known as Ma'am E.
I remember. She was only active for a couple years before cops put her away. Never use your real initials in your nickname.
What's your nickname, then?
It's just Falk Ziljan. That's the only name you'll get.
Sounds like a missed opportunity. You could take a name that highlights some skill or ability you have. You could be Quick Draw, because everyone says guns just appear in your hand. That one criminal told the Sentinel you were naked and produced a gun out of the blue. You couldn't have pulled it out of a pocket.
Don't believe everything you read in the paper. That guy is a known smoker of jazz sticks.
Then you could take a name that sounds intimidating. Beefsteak. Hippodrome. The Modulator. Or combine a color in some animal, like the Scarlet Scorpion, the Mauve Mollusk.
This is why I didn't pick a colored hero name. I mean, a name with a color.
Shh, let me write this down before I forget. I think I'm going to become a hero. The Velvet Mollusk.
Are we done here? I'm going to keep a few of these tickets, if you don't mind. This printing press can't be yours. Did you have permission to print these?
I printed them legitimately at the Daily Parabellum office. Just a few more questions. I heard you gained your powers in some far-off exotic land. Was it China or Tibet?
No.
Singapore, I bet. Or Shangri-La? Or was it India? Did you learn it from Hashishans in the Near East?
None of those places, no. I'm not trying to exoticize Asia.
But it was somewhere exotic.
It's a secret place. The people there don't want tourists who seek to become manipulators of men.
It's someplace in another dimension, right? And you can only get there from some portal in the Far East. But it doesn't count as stereotyping because it's not really on Earth.
That counts, but that's not it. Next question.
What's your most important feature?
This gun in my hand.
We all know you carry a Heckler & Koch VP-70Z. Is it the civilian version or military? Do you ever use the detachable shoulder stock or three-round burst mode?
The Z stands for Zivil, like civilian. Only the VP-70M military version can use the shoulder stock or three-round bursts.
So the Daily Sentinel was wrong when they said you carry a machine pistol?
Yes, they were one letter off.
Would you say you're more of a pulp hero than a superhero?
I don't follow newer music, so I'm not sure I understand the distinction there. Did Pulp sing that song Wonderwall?
Pulp magazines, from a time before superhero comics. Pulp heroes had less flamboyant costumes and fewer superpowers. Don't tell me you never read superhero comics.
I've seen a few of them. Spy Smasher, the Black Terror, the Green Llama, the Phantom.
I guess those ones count. Do you have a calling card you leave behind? A mark or symbol? The Emerald Ashborer leaves a printed card with his emblem on it. I told the chief we should start a sideline printing calling cards and other ephemera for masked heroes. Pamphlets, manifestos, for all your discreet printing needs.
No, I don't think I need a calling card, Lemmy.
Can I make a suggestion for what could be your calling card?
Okay.
The Ace of Spades?
I'll think about it.
Can you tell us what rackets you've brought down lately? Obviously, there were the skee-ball ticket counterfeiters. I heard you negotiated an end to a shootout at a grocery store. And you were on the trail of someone rigging a radio quiz show?
I've heard there's been a lot of pinball gambling parlors raking in the dough lately. I'd love to clear them out of Parabellum City. How do people even gamble on pinball machines?
If you like to gamble, I tell you...
No, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know all the ins and outs of how it's done.
I hope you're not put off by this last question. We should really address the elephant in the room.
That's okay, Lemmy. I knew it was coming. The Second Amendment means...
Are you sponsored by the Ziljan Company, makers of cymbals and percussion instruments? Or is there some metaphorical meaning to your choice of that name?
No, I chose this name for reasons that must be kept secret.
Because it's your real name?
No.
Who's that at the window? They're gone.
Lemmy, where are you hit? Did you see who it was?
Green Mask. It was the Emerald Ash Borer.
I can't tell if you're having a hard time breathing or if that's your normal raspy voice.
Dying. I know who he really is. Wealthy playboy and pub...
Pub owner? There must be dozens of pubs and gin joints in Parabellum City. This is going to require some shoe leather and more than a few ginger ales to track him down. But I'll do it, Lemmy, in your memory.
Will you write up my interview, too?
I'll try to remember it all. Are you going to be okay? Lemmy? No, I think that's a no.
This gun in my hand is brought to you by the National Rifle Manufacturers Association.
These are grim days for the NRMA. One president of the organization gets kicked out and blows the whistle on the previous president's corruption. Donations have been way down, lots of lawsuits. I wish there was something we could do to raise money for them. Hey, kids, let's put on a show. Yeah.
That sounds swell.
Oh, boy.
With singing and dancing and bright backdrops and lots of guns. All proceeds can go to the NRMA. We could do gunpowder and lead.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Happiness is a warm gun.
Love gun.
We should do songs from way back before those. We'll call it Our Gangbusters Follies of 1936. We could do Pistol Packin' Papa by Jimmy Rogers, I Surrender Dear by Bing Crosby.
How about Stagger Lee or Frankie and Johnny? Those were old-timey gun murder songs.
I wish we could do Mac the Knife, but that's a little off topic. Maybe there's some other songs from Three Penny Opera that mention firearms.
How about John Lee Hooker? Boom, 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 boom.
Hit me with your best shot.
That's not old-timey.
It's from way before I was born.
What's that song that says, A pair of 45s made me open my eyes?
No, wait. I shot the sheriff.
Shotgun.
Goodbye, pork pie hat.
What's that got to do with guns?
It's about shooting a guy in the head and his hat comes off.
How about the theme from SWAT?
That would be swell, but it's just an instrumental. I don't think the audience would get it.
Even better, the theme song from MASH.
Those doctors never even carried guns. Plus, we just said no instrumentals.
It does have lyrics. The real title of it is Suicide is Painless.
That could work. We can use that to set a somber mood as the second to last song. Then we bring the house down with a boisterous showstopper. Hey man, nice shot.
All these gun puns are okay, but what about an actual musical? We could do Miss Saigon, but with real guns.
There aren't that many guns in Miss Saigon.
He's on the right track, though. It's not a show without show tunes.
I know how we can use lots of guns and send a real message. Death Wish the musical.
I love you, Billy.
Let's make it a series of musicals. I want to do Annie Get Your Gun.
I want to do the sequel, Johnny Got His Gun.
We could do a non-musical scene demonstrating the idea of Chekhov's gun. I'll start researching which models of rifle and pistol he was hypothetically talking about.
Come on, kids. It's too early to start celebrating by shooting holes in the sky. We have work to do.
It wasn't me.
I didn't do it. Petey, what are you laying around for?
Green Mask. It was the Emerald Ash Borer.
Ziljan's pal, Lemmy Jolson, episode 8 of This Gun in My Hand, was hermetically spieled by Rob Northrup. Please rate and review everywhere you can. Go to thisguninmyhand.blogspot.com for full credits, details on how to subscribe, and to buy my books. My short story collection, Little Heist in the Big Woods and Other Revisionist Atrocities, is for sale in PDF format. Who knows if you've been bad or good? This gun in my hand.